Not too long ago, all eyes were on a much bigger Brazilian city, Rio de Janeiro, as it hosted the Summer Olympics. That was an exciting time for Rio. You remember the dazzling opening ceremony, not to mention all the incredible gold medal performances by the athletes. But those exciting times feel long gone now for cariocas, as Rio residents are known. The state of Rio de Janeiro is struggling to pay its bills, and residents are definitely feeling the pinch. The World's Will Carlos has our story.
3 months after hosting the Summer Olympic Games, the state of Rio is flat broke. And state lawmakers are voting on a draconian set of measures that, among other things, could cut wages and pensions for state cops, teachers and doctors by a third. They're not the only ones feeling the pain. Last week, Rio's municipal opera troupe staged an impromptu performance and protest on the steps of the Teatro Municipal. They were joined by Rio's ballet troupe and orchestra, and these performers are public employees, and they're not being paid.
We have not received our salaries from October.
Ciro da Araújo is with the opera company.
We are going to receive the wages from October only on the 5th of December. So people don't have money. People are waiting on waging on what to pay, if they're going to pay the rent, if they're going to come to work, if they're going to pay any other bills and stuff. So we are not protesting because we want better wages. We want just what was due to us before. You know, it's such a sad situation.
Across the state of Rio, hundreds of thousands of public workers are being paid in installments, months late, and the financial crisis is spreading across the city. Outside a state-run hospital in the Tijuca neighbourhood, a doctor tells me the situation inside is absolutely chaotic. A crime wave has swept across the city, with reported street robberies up 44% from this time last year. And in Brazil's largest favela, a library that's an oasis of calm for local kids faces closure. State workers are threatening more protests and a general strike that could close down schools and emergency health clinics. The Summer Olympics provided some short-term relief for the local tourism industry here, but now Rio state officials are left trying to figure out just how much money the state gave away to corporate Olympic sponsors in tax breaks and other benefits that have resulted in little long-term economic gain. Rio political scientist Mauricio Santoro is himself a state employee, and he says it's clear the Olympics were no magic pill for the local economy.
What we can say is that it was a bad decision from the financial point of view, and that giving these tax cuts did not result in jobs or economic growth to Rio. And now the state is broken, and it has to cut salaries, pensions, so hundreds of thousands of people are going to suffer very negative impacts because of these decisions.
Back at the theater, the chorus launches into Cidade Maravilhosa, or Marvelous City, Rio's de facto anthem, and the crowd joins in. Later, opera singer Ciro da Araújo reflects on what's become of his city.
I think the Olympics were like the last ball of the empire, you know. We threw up a party, but we knew that this was going to happen afterwards.
For the world, Will Carlos, Rio de Janeiro.
You're tuned to The World.